Picture this. You are walking across a stage, shining with lights, to compete in the Jeopardy National College Championship. Well, that was exactly the reality for McCormick Sr. Yejun Kim.
Here are tonight's next three college competitors. At Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois, Yejun Kim.
She describes how she felt the second she was first on the stage.
It was really stressful. They don't really tell you what time you're going on what day. And they don't tell you who you're playing against until right before. So that was like really petrifying, you know, because I was like, I didn't want to go last. I didn't want to go first.
From WNUR News, you're listening to News at 6. Yejun was featured in the second half of episode 2 and competed against Joey Kornman from Brandeis University and Mitch Masick from Villanova University. By the third attempt, Yejun got a question right and a smile covered her face due to the accomplishment.
Yejun.
What is Ulta?
Correct.
The element 600.
The contestants kept vying for correct answers. Soon, Yejun accumulated nearly $3,000 in earnings. Yejun kept buzzing in, and so did the others. As the questions dwindled, Yejun ended up in third place by the final question, the final Jeopardy, where all three contestants get to answer a question and wager as much as they would like, up to how much they have earned so far.
Welcome back to Final Jeopardy. Anything can happen here. The category, 20th Century Leaders. Here's the clue.
At this point, she decided her best bet was to wager $0 on the last question. Why, you may ask? On the surface, one might think had she bet more, she could have seemingly had a stronger shot and coming in second place. Well, it was her best strategy, Yejun said.
And I just want to clear the record that it was the best bet for my situation. I'll say, I studied final wagering strategy. So my strategy is like, yeah, I could bet everything, but I wasn't confident in the category. And then why would Mitch and I both bet everything? Because I know Mitch is going to bet everything. Yeah. So I should just try and go for second place.
And Yejun's guess was mostly right and the technique highly effective. Mitch did bet everything, as she thought he would, in a final attempt to beat Joey and come in first place. But Mitch got the question wrong, and his final earnings dwindled to zero.
Did you come up with Winston Churchill?
I'm afraid not.
All right, who is Nelson Mandela? Unfortunately, that's not correct. What's that going to cost you? Everything that will take you down to zero puts you in third place.
Meanwhile, Yejun, even though she thought she wouldn't get the question right, did. But even without wagering money, she came in second place, since Mitch fell to $0. And even if she had bet everything, she would not have had enough to beat Joey.
And Joey Kornman, what did you come up with? Who is Winston Churchill? That is correct. And how much are we going to add to your score? $801 with $17,201. Congratulations. You are moving on to the semifinals.
Yejun has been watching Jeopardy since she was a kid. But stepping on the real stage felt very different. For one, it was extremely fast-paced.
I feel like in preparation for it, and like in my life, I watch so much Jeopardy, right? Like with my friends and stuff, where you sit on the couch and like you just like say the answers a lot, or like you laugh about like the dumb guesses. And then I was like standing there and I was like, oh, there's no like do-overs, skipping categories I don't like. There's no like laughing off like bad answers, stupid guesses I made with my friends. I was like, oh, like, this is, like, actually, like, the whole thing is going to be recorded. And I think that feeling was just really scary.
More than 26,000 hopeful students from over 4,000 different colleges auditioned to be on Jeopardy this year. But only 36 students made the final cut, and a chance to win the grand prize of $250,000 and jury glory. Yejun describes the audition process.
I think, like, McCormick sent, like, emails out. I remember, like, the producers were just, like, advertising to all the big schools. And I told my roommate it would be fun, so we took it. It was just like a random afternoon. And then I went and made lunch, and I forgot about it.
A few months later, Yejun and her roommate both received an email that they passed the initial test, and they were asked to participate in the first round of interviews.
So that was like in November of 2020, which was a really long time ago. And then it was like not until like January of like 2021 that, like, they sent out emails for, like, the first round of auditions, which was just the same type of test, but proctored. So they're, like, checking if you're not cheating. And I thought that was cool in itself.
And then Yejun kept being asked back for more interviews.
And then there was a third interview, and the last one, which was in March. And that was, like, not a test. It was, like, they put you on, like, a Zoom call with, like, 10 other kids, and then made you play, like, a mock game. And then they would ask you questions like, oh, like, what are you going to do with the money if you win?
Yejun said she would spend the money attending the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival. After that interview, Yejun said she forgot about Jeopardy for a while. That was until she got a bizarre phone call in March.
It was like, I was sitting in the backyard with my roommate. We were just like doing homework out there. And it was like an LA area code. And then it was basically like the contestant producer being like, oh, like you're basically confirmed. We just need to do like a background check. I guess, like, I was excited, and, like, my roommate was right there with me, and I was just, like, in shock. But then I got really stressed, and that meant I had to study.
Yejun was not allowed to tell anyone, including her parents or friends, that she got accepted, until the competitors were officially announced in February. Then, come February, Yejun took a plane to California for the official tournament and filming. Once she arrived, Yejun, along with the other competitors, immediately began preparing for the showdown.
So, like, we were there for, like, a few days. It was, like, one day where everyone gets there. The next day was, like, promotions, like, taking pictures and, like, filming, like, clips. And then the next 2 days were the quarterfinal game.
Yejun dedicated her first few evenings to diligently studying.
I felt the need that I, like, cram. I was like, oh, my God, like, I need to go study. It's been, like, 2 days.
And after Yejun filmed the episode and knew she was not progressing to the next round, she went out to dinner with her Jeopardy contestant peers.
And I think that was so much fun. Like, it was really sweet. We all, like, went to, like, this random restaurant. And it was, like, just such a good time. Because, like, everyone had been done at that point. And, like, we all hung out in, like, someone's hotel room. And it was, like, really fun.
Yejun said, with all this time together, some Jeopardy friendships turned into romantic relationships.
I noticed two people started dating afterwards. Yeah, I thought, I didn't even find that out until, like, they said something in, like, a group chat.
That group chat, it's still very active.
Like, someone says something, like, almost every single day. And I think that's been really cool, just seeing how, like, people reacted to their episodes, like, how they watched it with their friends.
Yejun said she made some incredible friends from the experience as well. Yejun said that there are a lot of techniques to Jeopardy, from daily double hunting to learning to press the buzzer really fast. Yejun's tactic of choice? Pick questions related to STEM, given her engineering background. That way, she'll be most likely to know the answers. The buzzing technique, meanwhile, that's something Yejun said she really struggled with.
And I think that's what makes playing so different. It's like, it's literally like just like so much concentration, but it's over so fast in like 30 minutes. That, and then also that the buzzer timing is really hard. People assume that like if you don't buzz in on something, they're like, oh, you didn't know it. Most of the times it is the case that like all three people knew it, but just like one person was just like, what, like a millisecond faster.
But according to Yejun, a part of Jeopardy is also just chance.
It's such a game of chance, and I feel like people don't really realize that. It's a chance what categories show up. It's a chance, like, if you find a daily double or not. It's a chance, you know, the final Jeopardy. It's just, like, very, like, randomized.
Yejun said one of the craziest aspects of participating in Jeopardy, in addition to being interviewed by many news outlets, was being featured on the official Northwestern Instagram.
Oh, my God, crazy. Northwestern put me on their Instagram. That was, like, the biggest... I think that was the biggest point. They followed me. I think that was, like, my biggest celebrity moment.
Yejun also said a lot of people from her hometown of Naperville, Illinois, have reached out to her about the competition.
I think the best part was that a lot of, like, my old friends and, like, teachers reached out on social media. I thought that was really sweet. My elementary school teachers, people I haven't, like, talked to in a while. Just, like, congratulations. Oh, like, this is so cool. But it was, like, nice to, like, reconnect with them.
After the tournament ended, Yejun said she had a viewing party with her college friends. And one of the craziest things, Yejun tried competitive quiz bowl in high school, and it wasn't for her.
I, like, actively remember I thought trivia would be cool freshman year when I was, like, a naive, like, what, 14-year-old. And I joined it for one semester, and then I quit because it was too stressful. Because it stressed me out, like, the whole, like, buzzing in part, which I just find very ironic. I wonder how the teacher for that would react. Because I think he retired. I go to Bob's, like, once a month. That counts. My team has never gotten, like, more than, like, 10th place.
So where is Yejun headed next? How does she intend to spend the $10,000 she earned for competing? Well, for one, probably not on Coachella. She said the earnings are going towards paying for her Northwestern education. As for her future career, she has some ambitious goals. Ye-jun plans to go to graduate school, where she hopes to concentrate on biological engineering and cell research. From WNUR News, I'm Margot Mewall. Interested in watching College Jeopardy? Well, that's great, because you can watch it for free on the EBC website.